It finished Meath 1 goal and 23 points, Donegal 16 points, a 10-point defeat for Donegal. But the Bears' statistics don't tell the full story of this game, because it wasn't until the closing stages that red-hot favourites Meath came out on top. At half-time, Donegal were very much in contention, having played against a very strong breeze in the opening half. Meath led by 14 points to 8, but that 6-point lead had their supporters feeling quite nervous at half-time. They did get the first score of the second half, making it 15 points to 8, but by the three quarter stage of the game, Donegal were right back into contention, and at 18 points to 15 they looked very much as if they could gain the momentum and cause a major shock. But Meath finished very strongly, as they did against Sligo and Wicklow in the earlier rounds of the competition, their superior fitness perhaps really counting in the end. But Donegal will look on this as a missed opportunity. They did have an opportunity of a goal right at the crucial stage of the game, but the Meath goalie Charlie Ennis made a tremendous save from Declan Coulter. And on such incidents are very tight margins. Donegal certainly put it up to Meath this afternoon, and to be in contention, very much in contention, only 3 points behind with less than 15 minutes remaining, well, they certainly put it up to Meath big time, no question about that. Declan Coulter was outstanding at the centre of the field. His accuracy from freeze was a major factor in this victory as well, and this performance as well. But it has to be said that Meath deserved the win in the end by virtue of their superior fourth quarter performance. The final score here in Park Tailteann: Meath 1 goal and 23 points, Donegal 16 points.